Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
And making deals, a tariff deal with the EU, that is a big deal. And we start there with CBS's Natalie Brand, award-winning journalist who covers White House and Capitol Hill stories. Natalie, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Good to be with you.
This process, and we last week heard about a deal with Japan, but the EU is a very big deal, and apparently it's a done deal.
Yeah, and it's so striking because the president gaggled with reporters traveling with him in Scotland and put the chances at reaching this deal at 50-50 while he was sitting next to Commissioner Ursula von der Leyen. And then an hour later, he announced that this deal had been reached. And from what we understand, we don't yet have details, but from what both leaders have said, it's a 15% tariff across the board on most European goods, including autos, which is significant. And then the president also says that the EU will purchase $750 billion of U.S. energy as part of the agreement and will invest $600 billion in other sectors and will also buy military equipment. Again, we don't have exact details on those investments, but as you noted, just given the volume of trade between the EU and the U.S., and also the fact that we're talking about a block of 27 countries. So this was seen as a very challenging, one of the most challenging negotiations, which, again, news of this deal comes just days before these higher tariffs were set to take effect.
Natalie, I'm curious to know what the U.S. end of this deal is for American goods going into the EU. What can you tell us about that?
So the president is saying that the EU will open its markets at 0% for U.S. goods, which is good news, very significant for American countries. Again, we're still waiting to hear more reaction from individual countries as part of this deal, but that's what the president has really been pushing in announcing lower tariffs on, you know, various countries who have made agreements with the U.S. that they will open their markets and that the tariff will be dropped to zero.
We're with CBS's Natalie Brand. The biggie, I would imagine, after this is going to be China. And the president said he's been working on that. And do we have a deal yet with Canada? Just out of curiosity, if you know.
No, that's, you know, obviously when you look at top trading partners, the EU is up there, but also Canada and Mexico. And we do not yet have details on those big trading partners and whether or not, you know, the tensions that have been kind of, you know, brewing between Canada and the U.S. can simmer and the two can reach a deal. It's potentially unlikely now when you look at the deadline of Friday. Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see. Anything can happen. But also important to note, Canada and Mexico have been part of that larger USMCA trade agreement that was reached under the first Trump administration. So there is a thought that the goods covered by that agreement, you know, will remain exempt from tariffs, and that that deal could be renegotiated. It's just the timeline of that is still unclear.
I'm also curious about a meeting that President Trump has today with the British Prime Minister Starmer in Scotland. Mm-hmm. Anything, what do we know about that? Could something emerge further from their earlier deal?
Right. You know, that was the first deal announced between the U.S. and the U.K. And, you know, back then that was seen as a major victory, kind of setting the stage for further deals. The president has said that maybe today will be a day to celebrate that deal and maybe learn more details about, you know, how it's being finalized and how it will be implemented. But this is a friendly relationship that these two leaders have. And I think given that the president's all the way over there, they wanted to meet again and again kind of take a victory lap.
And domestically, what's to come of the Epstein file release demands? What do you hear from Washington?
Yeah, the president did not want to talk about this when asked a question while in Scotland amid these trade negotiations. But, you know, back here in Washington, D.C., there remains this bipartisan push and cry for more information and more releases of the files, Epstein files. House Democrats are even saying that they want to obtain a copy of that alleged birthday album from 2003, which was the focus of the Wall Street Journal article claiming that, you know, then Donald Trump had written Epstein a suggestive letter. Of course, the president has denied that. He's suing the paper and its parent company. But, you know, House Democrats and even some Republicans say they want a lot more information. House Oversight Committee also wants to talk to Epstein associate Ghislaine Maxwell and potentially subpoena others. Maxwell, of course, sat last week for a day and a half of questioning by the Justice Department. We don't have details about what was discussed, but her attorney says that she answered all the questions, was asked about 100 different people. Although important to note, Larry, that some prosecutors are questioning the reliability of her testimony since, you know, she has an objective to try to get a reduced sentence or, you know, other leniency.
Other than that, nothing going on, Natalie. Thank you.
Thank you.
We appreciate your time.
All right. Good to be with you. Thanks so much for having me.
You got it. CBS's White House correspondent covers Capitol Hill, Natalie Brand.
Yeah, you're right, Larry. There is a lot to keep track of here. And the Epstein thing will not go away.
No, it will not. The question is, how deep will they go? What will be released or will not? And then even talk about Maxwell getting a commuted sentence of some sort. Mm-hmm. Potentially, we'll see that part of the domestic story. But the bigger international story is deal with the EU, which is 27 countries.
I was surprised when I saw the news breaking yesterday that this deal had been announced and just how massive it really is. And, you know, for the European Union to make a deal where there's a 0% tariff on American goods and they're opening all markets is remarkable.
And the demand that for energy, $750 billion will be spent on the U.S. supplying energy, guess who is going to supply some natural gas?
Right, and this is an important thing for the EU because of what they've been through in recent years. They were contracted with Russia for a lot of liquid natural gas.
And we can replace that from right here in southwestern Pennsylvania.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles.
Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The Immersive Cult Classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.